97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Monday afternoon. On the Mark Reardon Show, we're all back together. Sue will have Sue's news in the next hour. I'll have, I just told you about these two columns, but there's also some really, really good audio from Bill Maher's show where he just, Sue, I'll ask you a question. I don't think, maybe you don't know who this person is, but she's become very popular with the kids out there. Chapel Roan, you know who she is?
Yeah, the singer.
Yeah, okay, so you know who she is.
Uh-huh.
All right, I didn't know how many people knew her, but she did something that caught Mr. Maher's attention, and he smacked her down so good it was almost unfair. And I'll get to that. That's kind of lengthy audio, so I need some time for that. We have Cusumano coming up this afternoon as well. The Tigers won on Saturday. They needed to. That was good. Oh, Illinois ended up winning in sort of miraculous fashion over the weekend, which is always good if you can do that. I think they won because they were playing Purdue. I was back and forth. Now I'm second-guessing that, Sue, because my brain is not functioning. But
that's fair.
Purdue, as I remember it, Purdue went for two, and they didn't get it. It was overtime, and the Illini escaped with a victory. But Frank will be here at 4:45. We got Andy Puzner in the 5 o'clock hour talking about the economy, plus an audio cut of the day and war. Right now, Jeff Wardock is back with us, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. Jeff, how are you? Welcome back. Happy Monday to you.
How are you? There's kind of a cross feed going on. Now I think I can hear you.
Is it better now?
It's much better now. Yeah, there was another audio going on, but you sound perfectly clear. So,
okay,
but,
yeah. Well, it's a Monday, and I'm discovering that there's some little kinks that we're working out here on this Monday afternoon. So how are you doing? And let me get your opinion on just this. I addressed this in the monologue. So we learned today that Kamala Harris is going to sit down for an interview with Bret Baier from Fox. That doesn't make sense to me if you're a Harris supporter or running her campaign. How is that a win potentially for her?
Well, it's a win potentially for her because I think she knows that her campaign is starting to fall into problems.
Yeah.
I don't want to go say the wheels are coming off. It might be a little too premature to say that, but she's running into a lot of problems. And this is a move you do when your internal polling says you're behind and you need to reach out and you need to do something different. And that's how I read this, that I think the internal polls are a lot worse than what we're seeing, and she feels she needs to throw out a Hail Mary, and this is what she's going to do.
It's my sense that one of the problem areas right now, I mean, Pennsylvania is where I think even both candidates are today, so we know how important, you know, Pennsylvania is. But look, there's polling, and you've probably seen it, Jeff, out of Wisconsin and Michigan, that probably has those Democrats pretty worried, not only about which way the state's tip in the presidential race, but in those two important Senate races as well.
That's exactly right. And if she's, and this is true of any candidate, especially with the vice president, if they're starting to struggle, you're going to start to see that struggle go down ballot. That just happens regardless of candidates. And we're starting to see her struggle, and the Democrats are starting to panic because they know that's going to influence down ballot. And it's amazing to see a short span. Just to click off a couple of things we've seen in the past 48 hours that are showing that the wheels are starting to come off. They sent Clinton down to Georgia. Nobody knew who he was. Then he accidentally, you know, basically condemns the Biden-Harris immigration policy. You've got this plagiarism scandal that's brewing, which is going to flock everybody else to look at everything she's ever written. You've got polling coming on that's showing that Trump is starting to pull ahead of her in some swing states. I mean, this is a campaign that really is starting to show a lot of problems right now.
So, Jeff, you mentioned, let me play the audio from Bill Clinton, who's down there, and he's wearing the camo, you know, Harris Walls hat, talking about immigration.
You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Two observations. One, Bill Clinton looks about 15 years older than he really is. Two, he goes on to say, I should point out, he does go on to say, look, if they would have fixed this, you know, in Congress, we wouldn't have issues like this. People would be better vetted. But you can't tell me, Jeff, that that's not going to be flipped around what he said right there and put in a campaign ad for Trump and Vance.
Oh, we handed him a campaign ad.
Yeah.
We absolutely handed him a campaign ad. And on top of that, the thing that I think is important, that he went down there and people thought he was Joe Biden. Nobody knew who he was. And I think that really is problems because the Harris campaign is really betting right now on Obama and Clinton. And that's what they keep saying. We're going to overdrive with Obama and Clinton. And you send Clinton down there. One, he stumbles into a mistake that gives Trump a campaign ad. And two, nobody knows who he is. You've now neutralized one of what the Harris campaign thinks is one of their big guns. And that's a real worry for them.
You know, when I was checking out the audio from Bill Clinton, before I listened to the audio, it was on the ex formerly Twitter, and I saw him, and honest to God, Jeff, I didn't know who it was. It took me a second. Then the voice, you can hear he was laboring with his voice, but wow, I hadn't seen Bill Clinton in a while in that setting, and he seemed a little unstable in a Joe Biden way, if you will, with his age. So on the White House front right now, you know, one question for you is, and this keeps coming up, and I find it hilarious. I'm going to highlight this here in a few minutes, the way that the press is really pressing here with Trump and J.D. Vance. They didn't really want to ask any of those questions when Biden was on his last legs and should not have been running the show in the White House. So I guess the question now is, who's running the show in the White House? We're seeing him out there a little bit. He actually plays into the Republicans' hands last week because he tosses a pretty big compliment to Ron DeSantis when his vice president is ripping Ron DeSantis, and DeSantis kind of smoked her. So who is running the show right now? Are they not worried about that, Jeff? It's all about the campaign.
They're not worried about that. It's all about the campaign. I mean, the question has been asked repeatedly to this White House. Who is running the show? They say Joe Biden. You ask the question, a missile's coming to America at 3 a.m. Who handles it? The answer is the president has a team. That doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, but that is the answer to your question. So it's a team. It's people. It's, you know, wonks and political science majors and all of them who are really running the country. But I want to go back to what you're saying about him, about the President Biden throwing Harris under the bus when it comes to Ron DeSantis. That's the latest in a series of actions we've seen from Joe Biden that have really undermined the Harris campaign. She's supposed to go on in Michigan. He makes his first appearance ever in the White House briefing room. She's supposed to go on The View to announce one of her major policy initiatives to attract independent voters. He goes on at the same time to talk about the hurricane from the Roosevelt Room. It seems lately, and I'm guessing this has to be his frustration that the Democrats, and in particular the Harris campaign, has sort of brushed him off and died. And he was on after midnight at the Democratic convention. I have to believe all this is his frustration boiling over. But it's really something to see how much he has tried to overshadow the Harris campaign in the last couple of weeks.
Well, and some of that reporting is from Axios, right? So it's not like there's a conservative outlet that's alleging these things, but there does seem to be a little, I don't know if it's sabotage or not. That seems rather extreme to use that word, but people are noticing, suffice it to say.
People are noticing, and it may not be sabotage. There may be something, you know, it may just be frustration boiling over, but it's certainly, you know, he controls the time. One of the things I thought was interesting was she canceled all the stuff in Las Vegas about 2 weeks ago to fly back to do the FEMA briefing after Hurricane Helene. And, you know, she rearranged her schedule, does all this stuff, flies into FEMA, and then has to stand there and sit there and wait for 10 minutes so Joe Biden can give his briefing from the White House. And after you have the President of the United States standing at the podium with the presidential seal and the White House and all the trappings of that, for her to come on and then try to compete with that, you're not going to be able to. And yeah. I thought that really almost, the moment really overshadowed her.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It's awkward and it's hard to follow. It's why I don't like rebuttals to State of the Unions. I think you're always destined to fail with them because you're trying to compete with the President of the United States standing before Congress and the trappings of that. And it's the same situation here.
Jeff Murdoch, 3 weeks from tomorrow. We're getting closer here to Election Day, if people can actually get out and vote in some of these states. Appreciate your help again this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
The media and their questions have taken an interesting turn as well. I have some real-life examples from the Sunday morning shows coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.